Joined now by Caron Butler, who, of course, believe it or not, and this probably happens a lot in his life, he's at the White House today. He's with Vice President Joe Biden, Attorney General Loretta Lynch. The event is entitled Building Bridges Between Youth and Law Enforcement. It's going to honor champions of change, those working to create stronger relationships between these two groups that a country so desperately needs. Caron, it's Frank Isola and Brian Scalabrini. How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. So what's this has got to be an exciting time for you, right?
Yeah, it's a great time for me right now. Got an October 7th release of Tough Juice, my journey from the streets to the NBA. So I'm excited about that. And the upcoming season with Sacramento as well.
Well, tell us about your book. That's right. I forgot to mention that your autobiography entitled Tough Juice, My Journey from the Streets to the NBA. Just tell us a little bit about the book and why you decided to write it now.
Man, just, talking about, a lot of adversity that I went through to get to this point in my life and in my career. And, what better time to do it than now? Social media and all these things are so popular, and I'm just trying to use my platform as much as possible to inspire. And, it's been accepted with open arms, all over.
Talk about the some of the struggles. I've just read the experts from that and saying some of the struggles that you went through growing up in Racine.
I would have to say, just as a youth, early on, from the second that I jumped off the porch in the neighborhood, I was surrounded by, a lot of negative influences. And I just, through the peer pressures of, the kids around me and everything, I started doing a lot of negative things in the streets, which led me into being incarcerated more than 12 times, doing more than 14 months in corrections. And, through that experience and losing people in my close circle, to death, I learned a lot about myself. I learned to humble myself. I learned a lot to appreciate more, about life and what's the most important thing in life. And, I started moving forward and I found my niche in basketball. I was blessed and able to, be able to play this sport at a high level. And I was eventually drafted. And I wanted to use my platform as much as possible to, give back to the kids, in our area in particular, and, kids all over the world. And that's what I try to do. I just try to plant seeds.
We're talking with NBA player Caron Butler, longtime NBA player, drafted all the way back in 2002 from the Miami Heat after an outstanding career at UConn. All right, you talked about, and your story is fascinating, and once again, the book is called Tough Juice, My Journey from the Streets to the NBA. You're getting into trouble as an 11-year-old. I mean, this is, and when you're that age, a lot of kids, depending on where you grow up, you don't really know right from wrong, and you really could have headed down an even worse path. Caron, what changed? What put you on the right path? Was it any one thing? Was it basketball? Was it somebody in your life? What made it all change for you?
To be honest with you, I didn't have that one come to Jesus moment. It was multiple things that created this. It was, losing a close friend, where I was just on the porch getting my hair cut, and less than 60 minutes later, he's dead. It was, being on the block in the neighborhood and everyone getting shot at, and, one of my friends, still on the ground as we all moving, and he wound up dead. It was me going to corrections and being incarcerated for more than a year and coming out, and my mom moving from one side of a town to another, placing me into a different environment. It was, me getting a job at Burger King and learning to appreciate the value of a dollar and the hard work that came behind it, paying your taxes and that whole process. It was me having a child at the age of, 14 and learning that about me anymore. It was about being selfless. And, I had someone I had to provide for, and I had to set the right example, for her. So all those things kind of came together. And then it was the opportunity. You know, when I got out, it was the opportunity to play with Bray Center, an AAU program that traveled the world, that took me out of my city limits, population 80,000, Racine, Wisconsin, and showed me the world in different avenues. And I seen different people from different walks of life be successful. And I didn't see that in my neighborhood. And once I was exposed to that, it wasn't no turning back.
You know, and you take that step and you realize, okay, now you want to live a different life. So did you stop all the bad behavior, cold turkey, or was there a time in which you were blending, hey, I'm going to be on the streets a little bit, I'm going to play basketball, or then was it very difficult to get out of that situation?
It was very difficult because, you know, as with anything, expectations are placed upon you. You know, once you do something for so long, you know, you're expected to be or behave that way. And once I started doing positive things, it was still, you know, a little bit of me that wanted to still run the streets and be involved or be engaged with that other side of my life. But I knew the outcome. I knew the outcome would wind up me taking somebody's life, somebody taking my life, of me spending the rest of my life in corrections.
I
didn't know the outcome of the positive side of the things. I didn't know what would happen if I chose to go down this avenue of positivity. So I had to exhaust that, and I had to try that, and it worked out for me.
Karan, do you ever stop to think how truly blessed you are, considering where you started and where you are now? I mean, you had this outstanding – you're having this outstanding NBA career where you've been a champion with the Dallas Mavericks. You've made the All-Star team two times. I'm sure these were things that didn't even enter your thought process while you're sitting in a detention center for more than a year.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to survive, second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour. I wasn't looking years ahead to okay, one day I'm going to be this or that. I was just trying to get by that minute, that hour, that day. That's how I was looking at it. And, now I'm in a situation in which I get an opportunity to be on this platform to plant the right seeds and tell my story and inspire others. I just want to touch on this one thing, too. So many times, people from different walks of life had came and talked to me, and they try to plant the right seeds in me and tell me the positive things to do moving forward. But the message was never received because I couldn't receive it because I couldn't respect it. I was like, they didn't come from this walk of life. How can they tell me to do these things? And they don't know my struggle. They don't know my surroundings. They don't know what I see every day. And I felt like I'm in a position to do that because I know what goes on those streets. I've been through it. I walked through it. And I feel like I'm obligated to reach back and try to be a pillar as much as possible.
When you were going through your troubles as a youngster, did you play basketball the whole time? Or was basketball something you turned to after the fact that you made those decision to change?
That was something that I did in pastime. I would play basketball just to, if I was on the block and, I'm out there hustling and doing these things, I would go play basketball, in the meantime when it's dry out there. So if stuff's slow and it's not a lot of people out there, I'll just pick up a ball and play a little pickup and then head back to the corner. That was something that I used to do. Once I got in corrections, I started picking up the game of basketball a lot and played it more because – when you had 6 hours of rec, that was the time in which, I just played a lot of basketball. And I found that I was, rather good at it.
We're talking with Karan Butler with the Sacramento Kings. Karan, when you talk to young people who come from situations where they don't have much hope, where they might come from a broken home, where they've already had trouble, what is the message? What do you try to convey to them to try to get to believe that there is hope and that they can change their life?
I will always tell them to just stay determined, stay dedicated, stay disciplined, keep God first, Stay goal oriented, you know, and once you set a goal, set a new goal. And I'm a strong believer in seeing is believing. I had an officer that showed me tremendous favor. And we're speaking, you know, talking about the youth and law enforcement in that bridge. And he's actually Sergeant Geller. He's going to come, retired Sergeant Geller. And you never know. Like, I used to run from this guy on the streets, and now we're at the White House, you know, amazing. Speaking. And, you know, so you never know when your life is going to turn. You got to continue to take baby steps. So just continue to move forward, keep a steady progress, and you never know, like, what's going to happen in your future. But stay positive and stay goal-oriented.
How'd you get the name Tough Juice? Where'd that come from?
It came from, you know, it's funny that we're in Washington, D.C. right now, and we're going down memory lane, and I can just remember, you know, playing through the injuries, and, you know, Eddie Jordan was like, you a tough cookie, man. You Tough Juice. And it just kind of stuck, you know, over the years since 2006. And it's a known for, so got to give him credit for that.
And, of course, the book is called Tough Juice, My Journey from the Streets to the NBA. The foreword, by the way, is written by one of Caron's former teammates. All right, and when you think of the teams that you've played for and you start thinking of some of these teammates you've had, whether it's Dwayne Wade, Kobe Bryant, Dirk Nowitzki, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, you played with Russell Westbrook and also Kevin Durant. Is there one, and you've been an All-Star twice yourself, but is there one common denominator with these teammates that you've kind of superstar players and, you know, big name players, all-stars and all that stuff?
I would have to say their consistency and their work ethic and in their craft. You know, they all got this unbelievable consistency, how hard they work and how they pay attention to detail. And anyone that played on teams with guys like that, you know, it's this unbelievable experience. And I think that was the reason I was so successful after playing with the Lakers, was playing with, you know, Kobe Bryant, you know, one of the best players of our generation. You know, I learned a lot from him, you know, on and off the court. And I applied that to myself, and that's why I was successful and been successful throughout my career. And all those guys, you know, young and older, on my career and even on my life.
Hey, let's switch over to your new team, Sacramento Kings. Obviously, a lot of major personalities, you know, coaching problems with players. We don't know if it's true or not. How are you looking going into this season? A sounding board, a leader to help you?
A combination of a lot of things. You know, we went on a trip to Jerusalem, you know, with Omri Caspi, earlier this summer, and you know, a lot of the teammates that came, and we met in Vegas to the trip with Coach Carl, Rondo, Marco, you know, and so many other of the new guys that signed on, and we just had a dinner and we just talked about you know, laying the foundation about how we wanted to move forward, and guys, you know, it's easy, but you know, guys said all the right things and kind of aired out some issues that they had, and you know, the participation in the voluntary work, we've been getting to know each other, and you know, I feel like it's going to really be a good year for us, and you know, guys are really buying into just, you know, winning, and that's what we need.
And we mentioned those superstar players, and you're playing with a guy that was an all-star for the first time last season, and that was DeMarcus Cousins. What's the ceiling like for a guy like DeMarcus Cousins, knowing, you know, especially at playing with so many great players?
Oh, man. I mean, he has no ceiling. I mean, he can do everything. You know, he can shoot the ball. He can put it on the floor. Everybody knows he has that edge, that toughness, that desire to continue to be better. And I will always say this, like, with the coach, too. You know, we got a Hall of Fame coach. But it's only so much a coach can do. And, you know, us as players, you know, got to police our locker room and police the situation as much as possible to, you know, challenge each other and make each other better. You know, if we see, you know, one, you know, each one teach one, that's the way we go about it. Like, you see one not doing the right thing, you know, we got to discuss it and talk about it because we're men. And, you know, all of these results affect all of us. So we got to, you know, rally together and make each other better.
Hey, what for Caron Butler? I read the that Mark Wahlberg said some things about your book. Can we maybe see a movie, Tough Juice? Can you be the lead actor in Tough Juice?
Well, producer.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, no acting for me, but definitely it's been some discussions and, you know, looking forward to, you know, what the future holds, you know, from this this seed that's been planted. And you know, I'm just living in the moment, you know, talking to you guys right now and, you know, this huge appearance we got later on this early afternoon at the White House, and just reflecting and going down memory lane as we're going through this process, man, is just a blessing. So all of you out there, you know, support this, and, you know, the future is bright. And one thing you should know and do know is that, you know, I'm going to do right and try to continue to inspire these kids.
It's a fascinating story. Best of luck, Caron. You've come a long way already. Good luck this season. Stay healthy. Enjoy the day. Today, what you're doing is a great thing, representing your family, your team, the league like this, and you should be proud of yourself. And we'll catch up with you down the road, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Caron. That's Caron Butler. And like we said, 13-year NBA veteran.